School districts across the state are preparing for the teacher shortage to get even worse after the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're definitely plugging away, but it is, you have to be very intentional, very strategic.
That's Peoria Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Sharon Karat. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A pension reform bill touted by local governments stalled in the Illinois House. Tim Shelley explains what that means.
State statute currently requires local public pension funds at 90% funding by 2040. Municipalities backed a bill to push that deadline out to 2050 or beyond.
It would stabilize the payments that the cities have to make right now. It might lower them a little bit, but it would keep them from increasing significantly.
That's Brad Cole, executive director of the Illinois Municipal League. For cities like Peoria, which are currently putting down more than 20% of their annual operating budgets into pension payments, Cole says reamortization could provide some relief.
And they want to make those obligations. They want to pay for the pensions. They just have to be able to do it with the resources they have available.
But an IML-backed House bill failed to pass out of committee this session. That means a larger Peoria pension payment will likely be part of upcoming budget discussions. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more of the stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County region is now above 30% of residents being fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Unity Point Health is now offering COVID-19 vaccinations to eligible Peoria Public Schools students 2 days a week through the end of the school year. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says granting statehood to Washington, D.C. would be long overdue, but he's not optimistic the proposal would pass in the Senate. And a Peoria man was arrested for attempted murder after a reported domestic violence incident Sunday morning. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Illinois has fewer unfilled job openings in its school districts than it did last school year. That's according to the Illinois State Board of Education. But Christine Hatfield reports, experts say they don't expect the current solutions to the state's teacher shortage will last much longer.
Districts across the state reported more than 4,800 job openings as of last school year. Data from this fall shows that number dropped a few hundred. Mark Kleisner is the president of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. He says remote learning during the COVID-19 pandemic gives teachers flexibility they normally do not have. That's kept some of them from leaving the profession.
In some respects, while you're in a remote environment, that solves some of the problems. You can actually, as a teacher, you could serve more students in a remote environment.
That means some teachers pick up more classes, which helps districts disguise the shortage of qualified teachers. Kleisner says he doesn't expect loading up teachers with extra class sections to be a permanent solution to the teacher shortage, especially as Illinois heads for phase 5 of reopening.
I don't believe that the pool of qualified people grew. I think we're going to see exactly the opposite in the summer of 21.
Kleisner says he expects the pandemic will make the shortage worse next school year.
Teachers are choosing to opt out and retire rather than come back into a perceived unsafe situation.
Even now, larger school districts feel the struggle. Take Bloomington's District 87. Suzanne Daniels is Director of Human Resources for the district. She says they've had to resort to short-term teacher approvals and 11th-hour hires to make things work.
There's just not as many educators out there, less people are going into teaching, and it's put a real burden and strain on the system.
District 87's Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources says politicians and media that vilify teachers aren't helping. Sherilyn Thomas says she'd like to see loan forgiveness and fixes to the state's teacher pension system.
There's just a lot of things that should be happening to just honestly make going into teaching more attractive.
Peoria Public School Superintendent Sharon Desmoulins-Carat says her district is trying many strategies to recruit teachers. That includes moving around staff and looking internationally for teacher prospects.
We're definitely plugging away, but it is, you have to be very intentional, very strategic, and it has to be monitored at least on a weekly basis, if not sooner, as it relates to staffing.
Above all, Carat says she wants to bring people already in the community into education.
We have to continue to grow our own and make it attractive, because it is a very attractive profession. It's hard work, but it's such great, meaningful work.
Districts are trying to find other ways to bring more teachers into the profession. That often means working with teaching programs at state schools. The National Center for Urban Education at Illinois State University, for example, used to work with Peoria Public Schools on a pipeline program. It stopped when grant money ran out. Maria Zamudio is executive director of the center. She says Illinois State emphasizes community immersion and making sure teacher candidates have a chance to interact with community people and groups. Zamudio says she wants teachers to know their communities.
I think we're always trying to find ways to become more proactive and thinking out of the box.
Kelly Apple is the director of enrollment and transition services in the College of Education at ISU. Apple says keeping educators in the profession isn't the only challenge for teaching programs. Keeping high school graduates in the state long enough to major in education is another. Apple says shortages in some subjects and geographic areas have been going for years.
We definitely need to try some different things, because some of the avenues haven't fully been successful, clearly, or we wouldn't still have shortages.
School superintendents are also glum about the situation. 86% of respondents to a survey say they expect the shortage to remain a problem for at least 2 more years. I'm Christine Hatfield.
Peoria Public Schools Carat says she hopes that ISU will find the grant funding to resume the pipeline program. And before we let you go, the Peoria City Council meets tonight at 6, and you can listen live at 89.9 FM and WCBU.org. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.